RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Falling in love can be exciting, exhilarating, and dizzying. In the midst of these amazing feelings, we may sometimes feel like we're losing track of our boundaries, which can put us at risk. For people working to change their habits and behaviors, fading boundaries can sometimes make us fall into bad patterns. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, has been a marriage and family therapist for over 27 years. She's an author, and she's seen clients at all stages of love. She will talk to us today about how we can live in the moment of love and still feel safe and grounded without disconnecting from our partner or falling back into bad patterns. Dr. Catherine Foster, welcome to the show. Delighted again to have you with us.
Thank you, Erica. It's good to be here. You know, nowadays when the marriage age for Americans has crept up to 28 and is continually getting higher, you know, we have people that are single longer. Mm-hmm. And when they're during their time of being single, they learn a lot of self-sufficiency. And they have some alone time so they can hear themselves think and therefore get in touch with their preferences. I think this is good. You know, I think that when you go into a relationship, you have to know how to come back to yourself. You know, a relationship between a man and a woman is always a negotiation of couplehood versus individualness, you know? So we're always, you know, sometimes we're all about our couplehood, but sometimes we go back and we're more about our individual life and our thoughts and feelings and so on. So we're always negotiating that. One thing that I want to address here is that I do think this is confusing for women, that males, because of testosterone, they're quite self-assured. And a woman is different. She has a lot of oxytocin in her because that's everything that a baby needs. It causes her to be giving. And, you know, if you've ever watched a young mother, my gosh, she can't even go to the bathroom or take a shower. That kid has taken over her life. Well, she can do that. She can perform that role because of oxytocin. Mm-hmm. Now, so when a woman comes into a relationship with a man and he's so sure, you know, and he knows what he wants, and he's clear, you know, she can kind of give herself up and just go with what he wants. And she has to be so careful because her boundaries can be blurred. Women truly are more likely to blur their boundaries and do things for other people because of their profound empathy. I mean, we have hundreds of studies that show that women have more empathy. So she's got to somehow ground herself. I think women have excellent intuition. So if they you know are getting some signals, you know, that say, there's something wrong with this guy. You know, she should go with that because she's probably right. Her brain is structured to give her that kind of warning. And she's got to be careful not to isolate and be all alone so that she's no longer talking to her girlfriends. You know, when you're dating somebody, you can get so entrenched, you know, and you just want to gobble them up, you know, so you're together all the time. But you don't have any insight. And when you get that sense of intuition, you got to find somebody to talk it out with.
Right. And have that balance and keep that balance. And that I think that comes from self-care, too. You know, like you said, there's nothing wrong with giving more of ourselves to someone when you're first in a relationship, but to still not to negotiate the fact that you need to still care for yourself, mind, body, spirit, and have those boundaries clear for yourself, not so much even boundaries with others, but for yourself of what are non-negotiables in your life, you know? And I think that if we could establish our non-negotiables, then that kind of helps us keep ourselves grounded. It keeps us kind of aware, like, wow, I didn't work out today, and I didn't eat what I should have eaten, and I did what he wanted me to do, and I haven't, you know, taken time to read in weeks, and, you know, those kind of checks and balances, I think are healthy for men and women, right?
Yeah, they sure are. We have to stay in touch with ourselves because we are nothing in a relationship without our individual selves. That's who we bring into it. So we have to keep strengthening that, you know. And a guy might be happy if you're just doing everything he says, but that does not safeguard you or the relationship. because you can't keep going like that, you know?
Right. It doesn't seem sustainable.
You can end up feeling pretty broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And personally unsafe. Yeah.
Right. So when you're working with couples or working with individuals that are in relationships, how do you help them see what is authentically important to them for the relationship? So what I mean is that, you know, if like certain behaviors come up within the relationship and they aren't acceptable, or there's something that either one of those people want to work on, how do you begin to help them establish these new boundaries, you know, and get them to see that there's nothing wrong with boundaries? Because so many people think of that as, oh my gosh, we have a problem now that we have to have boundaries. But I really do think that if we can look at it and reframe that in a healthy way, that they're there to assist us, not to really hinder us.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, we all need boundaries. Can be defined as the protection of the soul, you know.
Right.
They're extremely important. However, some people, especially if you're new at learning how to set a boundary, you can be rigid, you know. And then that kind of language doesn't help a relationship. But talking, you know, one of the big things, Erica, really, and what I try to promote, you know, with people is talk from your heart. You know,
mm-hmm.
because if you begin by saying, I feel afraid when blah, 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 your partner's more likely to hear that than if you present in a, you do this and you do that.
Accusatory.
And, you know,
yeah.
We have to kind of soften it and allow our partner to see, you know, what we're feeling, what we're really feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. And when is it that we have to pull the plug if someone's behavior is really, you know, not sitting well with us, or we're really not comfortable with it? And then you know, let's say you do express that in a healthy way, and then that is still not received. When do you, you know, say, you know what, maybe this is not the right fit for me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's that gut intuition that you can't always put particular words to, or you might dismiss. You know, like you see him with his mother, and it just seemed like he was terribly disrespectful and putting her down. Well, that's not okay, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and you can rationalize it. You know, you can say, mm-hmm. well, big deal. You know, maybe he was in a bad place, or maybe he only does that with her. He would never do that to me, you know.
Mm-hmm,
but no,
mm-hmm.
no, that really isn't okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. So to follow the gut instinct and feel more feel on a feeling level, feel
it
for
really
those red
is.
Flags. Yeah,
it really
that come
is.
Up.
And you know, women have had to adapt to the male work world. If you think about it, women came mm-hmm. into the structure that men had created, and because of that, a lot of women have kind of done away with their intuition. It just doesn't mm-hmm. fit in the male work world, and they're spending 40 hours a week there. You know.
Right,
but women have a different brain structure that does allow them to trust their intuition. It is important. They get a gut feel for things because they read microbehaviors. You know, they're very attuned to, you know, these little tiny things that, you know, and changes in tone of voice and everything. Women pick up on all that stuff. So it helps them especially, you know, over time when you're dating somebody, you get actually a lot of information. Now,
mm-hmm.
it's on the micro level, you know.
Right,
What does he smile at and what does he frown at? You know, just
right.
that, you know. Gives you a lot of information.
So true.
And you have to trust it.
So true. Oh, my gosh. And that's such great advice. Thank you so much for sharing that with everybody. Can you mm-hmm. tell our audience where they could find you?
Yeah, go to books at KatherineFosterPhD.com. Catherine is KathryN. And please sign up for my newsletter.
Please do sign up for her newsletter. She has so much good information all the time. And your books are so helpful and so wonderful and such a great read. So thank you so much, Dr. Catherine Foster, for joining us today. And thank you for listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. And stay well, everyone.